Welcome to the East County Magazine Live Radio Show, the voice of East County, bringing you the hottest news and coolest events from the communities of San Diego's East County. We're your community radio, representing the public interest, not special interests. Broadcasting from the heart of East County in Descanso with your host, Miriam Raftery.
This is Miriam Raftery with the East County Magazine Show on KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, recording at our studio at the East County Wellness Center in El Cajon. Today we open our show with some holiday news from around the world. At a Christmas Eve Mass in Rome, Pope Francis made a plea for the many children who were suffering around the world. "Truly, there are so many tears this Christmas," he said, asking for divine intervention to save children who were victims of violence, made objects of trade or trafficking, or forced to become child soldiers. And then on Christmas Day, the Pope told tens of thousands gathered in St. Peter's Square that the Middle East has suffered the effects of conflict for far too long now. In a reference to the refugees who have fled ISIS terrorists in Iraq and Syria, the Pope appealed to the world to offer compassion so that all who now are suffering may receive the necessary humanitarian help to overcome the rigors of winter. Meanwhile, in Hawaii, President Barack Obama marked the end of more than a decade of combat in Afghanistan by visiting a Marine Corps base, where he told the troops this Christmas Day that their sacrifices have allowed for a more peaceful, prosperous world to emerge out of the ashes of 9/11. By year's end, the U.S. plans to pull out nearly all of its combat troops from Afghanistan. At the peak of the war, over 140,000 American troops were in Afghanistan. But the U.S., along with our NATO allies, plan to leave just 13,000 there for training and support of Afghan forces. The president said that challenges remain in places like Iraq, but he made clear to the applause from the troops, because of the extraordinary service of the men and women in the American armed forces, Afghanistan has a chance to rebuild its own country. "We are safer," the president concluded, and then vowed, "it's not going to be a source of terrorist attacks again." In Sacramento, California Governor Jerry Brown issued 104 pardons for Christmas. All the pardons went to former prisoners who had served their sentences and who have received rehabilitation certificates from a court for staying out of trouble for at least 10 years. The pardons included 10 that went to people from San Diego County. The offenses ranged from thefts to growing marijuana. A pardon means the offense is expunged from the records, helping former offenders obtain jobs, serve on juries, and vote. Sony released The Interview on Christmas Day, after all, the controversial film about an assassination of the North Korean dictator that prompted a cyber attack on Sony and threats against movie theaters. The movie was released in select art theaters after major theater chains initially refused to air it. It was also released online, although hackers took down Sony PlayStation and numerous illegal downloads were also reported. Some viewers said buying the film was an act of patriotism after the FBI linked the cyber attacks to the North Korean government, although North Korea has denied responsibility. The release has reportedly netted about $1 million for Sony so far, far less than the $40 million cost of production. But the reviews by those who've actually seen the comedy have been largely disappointing for Sony. The Wall Street Journal called the film torture, while a Variety critic likened it to an evening of cinematic waterboarding. The movie played locally at the Media Arts Center to a sold-out crowd, where some called the film hilarious, disagreeing with those critics, and one theatergoer thanked Korean dictator Kim Jong-un for drawing so much attention to the film, 10 News reports. The National Weather Service has issued a frost advisory for Friday night and early Saturday morning in San Diego's mountains, valleys, deserts, and even portions of the coastal areas here. In addition, there's a wind advisory in effect for valleys and mountains, with gusts up to 45 miles an hour possible. Temperatures have been brisk, falling into the mid-20s in some local inland areas, so bundle up and stay warm this holiday weekend. Now, also coming up, we'll have some reactions from local police to the murder of two New York City police officers. On Green Scene, we'll tell you why there's some bad news for Soytech, a local San Diego solar company. And we'll tell you about a court decision that's burned former city attorney Mike Aguirre, who is acting as an advocate for ratepayers before the California Public Utilities Commission. Next up, Leon Thompson and Rebecca Williamson will bring you Destination East County with news about some upcoming events, including hikes, music, New Year's activities, and more. It's the holiday season, and our staff is taking some much-needed time off this weekend, so the rest of our show will include some Best of East County Magazine segments that we hope you will enjoy. So stay tuned for today's edition of the East County Magazine Radio Show.
Police departments across the nation have reportedly been put on alert following the cold-blooded murder of two New York police officers. The crime was committed by an African-American man who posted Instagram messages indicating he planned to kill officers as revenge for the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner, two black men who were killed by white police officers under controversial circumstances. The Instagram post by killer Ismael Brinsley gave disparaging words for law enforcement officers, including the quote, "They take one of ours, let's take two of theirs." His hashtag included the phrase, "Shoot the police," and rest in peace references to Garner and Brown, Associated Press reported. He then hit the streets, reportedly using a traffic app called Waze to track officers' movements. Though the software is not updated in real time and not always reliable, he approached a patrol car. He shot and killed officers Wenjian Liu and Rafael Ramos at point-blank range. Ironically, Liu and Ramos are Asian and Hispanic, not white officers. Before killing the police officers, he had shot and injured his girlfriend. After the fatal shooting of the officers, he fled to a subway station where he was later found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The San Diego Police Officers Association issued a statement indicating that they are deeply saddened by the senseless murders and extending condolences to the slain officers' family, the NYPD, and New York citizens. The association also denounced those who praised the actions of the killer. Part of the statement said the following. Voices from throughout the nation have called out for justice, peace, and respect for all lives. As we enter the new year, let us remember that all of these matter. We should choose our words wisely as we speak to one another in our efforts to unite our nation as never before. The San Diego Police Officers Association also urged the public to come forward and immediately report any possible threats against law enforcement. The cop killer, Brinsley, had been arrested 15 times in Georgia and 4 times in Ohio. He bought the murder weapon, a handgun, in 1996 at a Georgia pawn shop. His mother has reported that he had a troubled childhood, often acting violent, and that she was afraid of him, according to Fox News. Also according to Fox News, the killings prompted police departments across America to warn officers to beware of possible copycat violence targeting police. Police officers in some areas were warned not to patrol alone, to minimize arrests, and to wear bulletproof vests. This tragedy further highlights a racial divide in America. A CNN poll released Monday finds that 50% of white Americans believe the criminal justice system treats blacks fairly, but only 21% of non-white Americans agree. The majority of whites, 57%, think none or almost none of the police in their area are prejudiced against blacks, but only 25% of non-whites share that belief. Recent killings of unarmed black males have sparked protests nationwide, along with a national discussion about racial relations and alleged excessive use of force by police. Eric Garner was unarmed, suspected of selling cigarettes without collecting taxes, and resisted efforts by police to move him along or take him into custody. A medical examiner in New York ruled that his death was a homicide as a result of a chokehold by an officer, while 7 other officers were present. Michael Brown, an unarmed black man, was shot and killed by an officer in Ferguson, Missouri, after he was asked to stop walking in the street. He reportedly scuffled with an officer and then fled. Witness accounts vary, but some said he raised his hands as if to surrender before he was fatally shot. Now the killings of the NYPD police officers in cold blood shifts the focus to also include a discussion of the risks that officers face on the job and the equally senseless deaths of officers that sometimes occur. According to a report released last month by the FBI, last year 76 law enforcement officers were killed in the line of duty. Of those deaths, 27 were the result of felonious actions involving an offender. The other 49 died in accidents. The felonious action deaths range from ambush situations to arrests, traffic pursuits, and answering disturbance calls. The average age of officers killed in the line of duty was 39, with an average of 13 years of law enforcement experience, according to the FBI. Reporting for East County Magazine on KNSJ, this is Ed Barena.
Now it's time for the Green Scene Report, highlighting energy, environmental, and sustainability issues in our community. This is Miriam Raftery with today's Green Scene Report. The future for Soitec Solar in San Diego is looking far from bright. The company's stock shares plummeted 57% Monday, reaching an all-time low. The plunge led Reuters News Service to advise investors to avoid Soitec like poison. The free fall occurred after the company announced that the main project in its solar division has been canceled and that the company will be scaling down its San Diego facility. Tenaska Solar Ventures canceled its deal to use Soitec's concentrated photovoltaic panels at a facility in Imperial County. In addition, San Diego Gas and Electric spokeswoman Jennifer Ramp says the utility does not have any contracts with Soitec. That statement conflicts with claims previously made by Soitec Voice of San Diego reports in an article titled, "The Darling of San Diego Solar Manufacturing is on its Deathbed." Despite this precipitous news, the County of San Diego released the final environmental impact report this week on Soitec's 4 proposed industrial-scale solar projects in Boulevard. A hearing on those projects is set for January 16th, with public comments due by January 14th at 4 p.m. Howard Cook, chair of the Hukumba sponsor group, has raised serious questions over groundwater usage by those proposed solar projects, as well as other environmental concerns. And now, in light of Soitec's financial instability, he asks, why is the county going ahead with an EIR on these projects? Kelly Fuller, executive director of Protect Our Communities, a citizens' watchdog group that has opposed the projects on environmental grounds, also questions if the county will go forward with its hearing, given the company's serious problems. She notes that several other conservation groups also criticized the Boulevard Project's draft EIR. So did the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and the California Department of Fish and Game, she said in an email to East County Magazine. Soitec promised to create 450 local jobs and produce 305 megawatts of solar panels from local projects alone, but they were tied to SDG&E. That was back when Soitec received a $25 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy for expedited construction of its San Diego facility. But to date, the company has produced only about 5 megawatts, a small fraction of the power it promised. Soitec has been touted as a world leader in concentrated photovoltaic or CPV panels, which are more efficient than traditional solar panels, but they do require more sunlight and they're costlier. Soitec isn't the only concentrated photovoltaic maker in trouble. Sterling Energy Systems, an Arizona-based company, filed for bankruptcy in 2011. In the same year, Solar Millennium from Germany filed for insolvency, and last year, Amonix shut down its Nevada manufacturing plant. Soitec, in fact, built just one project locally in Borrego Springs and recently sold that to Invenergy Solar Development. In October, Soitec reportedly announced that an unnamed company had bought out Soitec's 4 remaining agreements with SDG&E, agreements that SDG&E now says don't exist. Reuters reports that an analyst, Brian Garnier, projects that Soitec is expected to generate negative results for at least the next 3 years. While the company has indicated that it aims to explore new opportunities with local partners in hopes of expanding its U.S. projects, some local residents have voiced concerns that the company could seek to push through approvals on its Boulevard projects and then sell them to a non-local company. The stakes are high. Waters from the Boulevard area feed the Anza Borrego Desert State Park, as well as providing water for residents and livestock in the area. As East County Magazine previously reported, a hydrology expert at San Diego State has concluded that the Boulevard projects proposed by Soitec would use so much groundwater for construction locally that they could deplete aquifers to below the levels that could be recharged with rainwater, leading to potential collapse of the region's entire ecosystem.
This is Leon Thompson with East County Magazine. Former San Diego City Attorney Micah Geary led a successful fight to block San Diego Gas and Electric's efforts to bill ratepayers $463 million to cover the company's uninsured liabilities for 2 of the 2007 wildfires, fires that California Public Utilities Commission found were caused by SDG&E's negligence. State law allows interveners in cases before the California Public Utilities Commission to collect their legal fees for representing the interests of ratepayers and the public. Yet, even though Aguirre won his argument, when the CPUC voted down the rate hike for fire costs, the CPUC blocked Aguirre from recouping any of his expenses. Now the 4th District Court of Appeal has denied Aguirre's request for payment, effectively serving as the Grinch who stole Christmas for Aguirre and his law partner at Aguirre and Severson, which spent 3 years working on the case. Aguirre says California courts are abdicating any supervision of the CPUC, the Reader reports. The CPUC has faced repeated accusations of conflicts of interest, including emails proving collusion between the CPUC and Pacific Gas and Electric to minimize PG&E's liability for the deadly San Bruno pipeline explosion. Michael Peavy, the embattled CPUC chairman who resigned this week, is the former top executive of PG&E. Peavy, along with at least one other commissioner, has also been wined and dined on multiple continents by SDG&E. In a now infamous video posted on YouTube, Peavy demanded that Aguirre shut up during a public hearing in which Aguirre grilled him on his overly cozy ties to the utility companies. Aguirre has said that his law firm will appeal the appellate court's decision to the Ninth Circuit Federal Appeals Court on grounds that his firm's constitutional right to aggressively represent its clients was denied.
You're listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, networking for social justice.
Welcome to Destination East County with your host, Rebecca Williamson.
And Leon Thompson, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County has events ranging from wildlife hikes to New Year's Eve light up the night celebration.
Plus, we'll have a preview of coming attractions, including a hike to the top of Mount Helix and concerts in Mission Trails Regional Park.
So stay tuned for all of these events and much, much more from East County Magazine.
The San Diego Jazz Trio will be performing at the San Pasqual Winery Tasting Room at 8364 La Mesa Boulevard in La Mesa on Saturday, December 27th from 7 till 10 p.m. The trio's repertoire covers original songs as well as Latin tunes and familiar favorites in a bright and breezy style. There's no cover charge, though you can purchase wine by the glass, cheese, crackers, and desserts.
The Hukuma Hikers and Walkers will be hitting the trail on December 27th, hiking through desert terrain to the Indian Hill west of Ocotillo. Rock caves and Native American pictographs can be seen on Indian Hill. The hike will continue to an old railroad camp and gunpowder shack, then onward to a hilltop view with a spectacular view of Carrizo Gorge. This hike is rated hard and is approximately 10 miles round trip. Dogs are not allowed. Hikers will meet at 8 a.m. at the Imperial Valley Desert Museum in Ocotillo for carpools. After the hike, the Hukumba Hot Springs Spa has offered free day use to hikers to soak away those aches and pains. So bring a swimsuit and a towel.
If you're looking for a wild time for the kids on New Year's Eve day, bring your youngsters to meet local wildlife provided by Project Wildlife and learn about our animal neighbors in the Santee Library on December 31st at 1 p.m. It's all part of the library's Winter Boredom Break program. The Santee Library is located at 9225 Carlton Hills Boulevard in Santee.
Viejas plans to light up the night at a free outdoor concert with Rising Star. Food and drink specials will be available. Viejas is also teaming up with Uber to offer free and discounted rides home for New Year's revelers. For details, visit viejas.com.
Now for a preview of coming attractions. The Grossmont Mount Helix Improvement Association will host a walk to the top of Mount Helix on Saturday, January 3rd. Meet at 10 a.m. at the fire station on Viviera and Mount Helix for the walk. Stroll up Mount Helix Drive with your friends and neighbors. There will be refreshments waiting for your enjoyment at the top. Children and well-behaved dogs are welcome.
The largest outdoor ice skating rink in Southern California is located at the Viejas Outlet Center in Alpine. And during the holidays, it's open from noon to 10 p.m. from December 20th through January 4th. Whether you're an experienced skater looking for space for spins, twirls, and jumps, or a novice in need of rental skates, you'll find ice available through January 4th at the Viejas Ice Rink, which is larger than the ice skating rink at Rockefeller Center.
Mission Trails Regional Park offers free concerts in the Visitor Center Theater on Sunday at 3 p.m. Upcoming performances include guitarist James Earp on January 4th and the Santee Community Chorus on January 18th.
If you love to fish, you may want to mark your calendars for the trout reopener at Santee Lakes on January 10th and 11th, when the lakes will be stocked with 2,000 pounds of rainbow trout. Prizes will be awarded for the five biggest fish caught. There will also be breakfast sponsored by the Lions Club and prizes including fishing poles, tackle boxes, bicycles, camping gear, and fishing passes. For details, visit SanteeLakes.com.
That's all for this week. You can find details on all of these events and more on our calendar and in our festival and events section online at eastcountymagazine.org.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor at eastcountymagazine.org.
Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, and attractions in San Diego's East County. See you around, East County.
And now we hope our readers will enjoy this excerpt from the U.S. Army Band Christmas Concert back in 2009. It's got a little bit of country in it for our East County listeners. This is Miriam Raftery with the Sports Report. The Navy's midshipman team torpedoed the San Diego State Aztecs' hopes of winning the Poinsettia Bowl at Qualcomm Stadium Tuesday night. The Navy won the close match 17-16. A 24-yard field goal with less than a minute and a half to go in the game clinched the victory for the Navy. The Aztecs finished their season with a 7-6 record, while the Navy won its second consecutive bowl victory.
One of the biggest annual holiday toy drives in San Diego County just set a new record. The 2014 Viejas Toy Drive to support the local Salvation Army exceeded its goal, raising a total of almost 15,000 toys. All of the toys were displayed poolside at the Viejas Hotel on December 10th, where a party was held and the exact number of toys was revealed to a cheering crowd at 14,702. Viejas Community Relations also presented Salvation Army Captain Terry Masongo with a check for $15,000 on behalf of the Viejas Band of Kumeyaay Indians to support the Army's efforts in eastern San Diego County. Viejas Tribal Government staff, casino and resort team members, and guests spent all of November and most of December donating toys, holding fundraisers, and rallying the community to reach their goal. Viejas General Manager Chris Kelly praised the compassion and determination of Viejas team members, guests, and the tribal community for accepting the challenge and exceeding their goal. He said, quote, "We know there's a huge need for assistance in the community. We are proud to help make our community a better place, especially during the holiday season," unquote. Reporting for East County Magazine, this is Ed Barena.
The East County Magazine show on KNSJ Radio is produced by the nonprofit Heartland Coalition. We're your community news. We reflect your interest, not special interest. You can get involved by volunteering, get trained to be a citizen journalist, and support East County Magazine at www.eastcountymagazine.org. And you can send your news tips and story ideas to editor at eastcountymagazine.org. This is a public service announcement from East County Magazine. The Viejas Wildfire and Emergency Alerts provide important information about much more than wildfires. In these winter months, you can receive free alerts via email or Twitter on your mobile phone about emergencies such as flash floods, road closures, heavy snow, and other severe weather alerts, as well as wildfires, traffic reports, and more. You can sign up for this free public service at www.eastcountymagazine.org. The Viejas Wildfire and Emergency Alerts are produced by East County Magazine with support from the Viejas Band of the Kumeyaay Indians.
You are listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, broadcasting from the desert to the sea.
Next up, we have a very special Christmas Eve treat for you, listeners. A complete half-hour performance by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra of Antonio Vivaldi's Gloria in D. Vivaldi composed his Gloria in Venice around 1715. It was originally written for the choir at a home for girls, actually the illegitimate daughters of Venetian noblemen and their mistresses. Vivaldi's most famous choral piece presents the Gloria in 12 sections in Latin, starting with a joyful opening chorus. Vivaldi, though successful in his career, squandered his wealth and after his death was buried in a pauper's grave. His Gloria was forgotten for the next 200 years until it was found among a pile of long-forgotten manuscripts by Vivaldi in the 1920s. But it wasn't until 1957 that the original and now famous version was published and had its first performance at a Baroque choral music festival in New York. We hope you'll enjoy this very special recording of Vivaldi's Gloria, performed by the San Diego Festival Chorus and Orchestra, and dedicated into the public domain so that everyone can enjoy this marvelous music.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
are listening to KNSJ 89.1 FM Descanso, broadcasting from the desert to the sea.
This concludes today's episode of East County Magazine's radio show. We extend our appreciation to the East County Wellness Center for our studio space, to the Heartland Coalition, our parent nonprofit, and to KNSJ 89.1 FM, broadcasting from the heart of East County and Descanso. We extend our appreciation to our sound technicians, Leon Thompson and Ed Barena, and to our producer, Miriam Raftery. We also thank the musicians who provided music for our show, Laura Preble, Jim Hannibal, Corey Clement, Giovanni Galicia and the Smashing Beats, Donnie Gentile, Wooden Ambulance, Dusty Summer Road, A.K. Jules, Brian Boykel, Royalty Free Music, Frank Nora, Kevin McLeod, April's Dance from the Smart Sound Solo Simplicity Collection, and Turco, Nomads of the Silk Road. We also thank the County of San Diego for a community enhancement grant to support our Destination East County segment. If you have story ideas or would like to underwrite the East County Magazine radio show, please contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org or call 619-698-7617. We'll be back soon for another edition of East County Magazine's radio show.